This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shaha holding discussion with planning and policy bodies. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs Samir Paul Kapoor pays courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal. And United States and Iran have each warned they are prepared for war as a ceasefire deadline approaches. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah is holding a meeting with officials and staff of the National Planning Commission and the Policy Research Institute today. The meeting taking place at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers is focused on the government's national priorities as well as the roles, programs and budgets of the two institutions. According to Prime Minister's press and research advisor Deepa Dahal, the discussion will also cover key challenges faced by these bodies in carrying out their work, along with major recommendations for improvement. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs Samir Paul Kapoor paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal at Singh Darbar today. During the meeting, the two sides discussed further strengthening Nepal-U.S. bilateral relations with a focus on expanding trade and investment cooperation. The visit comes as a part of Kapoor's three-day trip aimed at deepening the overall partnership between the two countries. Kapoor, who arrived in Kathmandu yesterday, is holding a series of meetings with senior government officials, business leaders and other stakeholders. His engagements are expected to center on understanding Nepal's policy priorities and exploring ways the United States can support them. He has already met political leaders including Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamichani and representatives from the private sector, including discussions on expanding U.S. business opportunities in Nepal, particularly in the information communication technology, ICT sector, and digital infrastructure. Kapoor's visit is considered significant as he is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Nepal since the formation of the new government earlier this year. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs held a series of key engagements yesterday focusing on foreign policy, communication, service delivery and the safety of Nepali nationals abroad. Speaking at the MOFA Media Meet and Interaction Program, Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal highlighted the media's role in conveying Nepal's foreign policy priorities and promoting a balanced international image. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai stressed the importance of open dialogue, while spokesperson Lok Bahadur Chhetri briefed participants on ongoing diplomatic efforts, including the situation of Nepalese in West Asia. Editors, analysts and senior media representatives attended the program. Earlier, the sixth meeting of the high-level emergency response team led by Foreign Secretary Rai reviewed discussions from previous meetings and took steps to address the evolving situation in West Asia. The meeting discussed reopening labor destination countries, resuming labor permits and related services, and strengthening support mechanisms such as a 24-hour emergency control room and rapid response teams in diplomatic missions. Meanwhile, the ministry also concluded the third and final round of its virtual interaction with Nepali missions in Europe and the Americas. Addressing the session, Minister Kanal underscored the need for improved service delivery and stronger economic diplomacy. Missions were directed to adopt digital tools and align efforts with the government's priorities of good governance and economic growth. The ministry said these initiatives are aimed at ensuring coordinated diplomatic action and safeguarding the interests of Nepali citizens abroad. A census of Barasinghe, which is known as swamp deer, has begun in Suklapata National Park, with authorities deploying 35 personnel to count the animals using head count method. According to the information officer Pursottam Wagle, the survey is being conducted jointly by the Park Office, the Nepali Army and the National Trust for Nature Conservation. Observations are carried out from machans, vehicles along fire lines, and elephant rides supported by equipment such as binoculars, cameras, telescopes, and drones. The count is conducted in two daily shifts from 6 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. in the morning and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening, and will continue until the 25th of April. Alongside enumeration, teams are also assessing habitat conditions, food availability, and potential risk. The Park Suklapada grassland spreads over around 34 square kilometers and is Nepal's largest and hosts the world's biggest herds of barasinghe. The latest count in 2081 Bikram Samvat recorded 2,182 individuals. Ranger Prayas Kesi said the population remains satisfactory with recent sightings beyond core grassland, indicating positive conservation outcomes. Meanwhile, Langtang National Park has marked the 11th Wildlife Week with a series of awareness programs aimed at promoting conservation and human safety. Activities including rallies, lectures, discussions, and jungle safaris were organized, focusing on biodiversity, forest conservation, and human-wildlife conflict. The programs saw participation from local residents, elected representatives, conservation groups, park officials, and Nepali army. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. The United States and Iran have each warned they are prepared for war as a ceasefire deadline is ending today amid uncertainty over talks that President Donald Trump had said would resume in Islamabad. The White House said Vice President J.D. Vance was ready to return to Islamabad for a second round of talks aimed at ending the conflict that has shaken the West Asia and global markets. However, authorities in Iran did not confirm participation and accused the United States of violating the truce through a blockade of Iranian ports and seizure of a ship. Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, said the U.S. actions were intended to turn negotiations into a surrender process or justified renewed hostilities. He added that Iran would not accept negotiations under threats and had been preparing to respond on the battlefield. Iran's Revolutionary Guards also warned that any vessel attempting to pass through the Strait of Hormuz without permission could be targeted. President Trump, meanwhile, accused Iran of breaching the ceasefire by harassing vessels in the strategic strait, which handles about a fifth of the world's oil shipments. The waterway had been largely restricted by Iran following the war launched on the 28th of February by the United States and Israel. Shipping intelligence site Lloyd's List reported that more than 20 Iranian shadow vessels had passed through the U.S. blockade on Tuesday. In a series of posts on Truth Social, Trump said the blockade was severely damaging Iran and would remain in place until an agreement was reached with Washington seeking concessions from Tehran on its nuclear program. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the Himalayan region, partly cloudy in the hilly region of Kosi province and the Tarai, as well as the remaining hilly region, and mainly fair in the remaining Tarai region of the country. There is also chance of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning in a few places of the Himalayan region. There is also chance of hot days and heat waves in Madhya province as well as the Tarai region of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Pashchim provinces. There is also possibility of heat wave conditions in western Tarai of and Sudar Pashchim and Lumbini provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holding discussion with planning and policy bodies. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs Samir Paul Kapoor pays courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal. And United States and Iran have each warned they are prepared for war as a ceasefire deadline approaches. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.